Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Vinny's back.
Good morning.
How was the first day of school?
How'd Yesterday was so embarrassingly cool, I just can't even.
Start at the beginning.
You know what it was? It was ridiculous. It was, first of all, the one-year-old is just one. She just turned one. She's full of happy baby squeals and two little crooked front teeth and all the nonsense that. So we went and ate blueberry pancakes after we dropped off the older one, and it was a cool day. Very cool.
So was Isla nervous? Or?
She was. She woke up and was stoked, but she had a couple weird little asking dad for help with some stuff that I was like, you don't need help with that. You're just tripping.
Like what?
She was like, I think I have some sand in my shoe, and I'm all, okay, let me get that out for you. But there's no sand in her shoe.
Right. She has ants in her pants, that's all.
Yeah, or maybe she was just longing for some your touch.
I think confidence
and to get her prepared.
I think that watching her be nervous but excited was like...
Did she have trouble getting to sleep?
We all know that about ourselves when we've had to do... be more grown up than we feel like we're ready for.
Right.
You have
even
that.
Even now.
Right.
I feel fully grown most of the time, and sometimes you're like, oh, I might be too young for this.
Yeah.
Maybe that need to talk to mom and dad or even just...
Pep talk.
Something to slow down
right,
the moment
a little. Right, someone
who's got you. Right.
Did she have any trouble falling asleep on Sunday night?
Nope.
Oh, that's amazing.
Nope,
I remember those
sleeps.
Were the hardest nights, like the night before Christmas and the night before the first day of school.
Sure. Yeah.
So nervous. And
she
just
was
like,
into it. So she put on her little outfit and was super stoked with her new backpack. And
yeah, and her she just looked adorable.
I know. Her hair in a braid.
Mm.
So we went to... It was neat. Walking down the street, all the kids are starting school at the same time. So even as we're walking to school...
How far is the walk? It's not far, right?
I don't know, a mile and
so
a half.
So just the four of you just walked?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. The whole street was walking.
Oh my God, funny.
Oh boy.
Everyone was walking. That's like two older
like marching along.
Girls came out and they were going to their first day of high school.
Oh.
It was just neat. It was like really trippy to see, you know, I see these older kids walk out. She's holding her car keys and got a dumb smile on her face. First day? Yeah. It's just neat. It's cool. It's,
wow.
You know. You forget that stuff when, even though we mention it in here all the time, year after year, seeing it and being part of that is a trip.
Well, it's been a long time since you've been a part of a first day of school.
It almost felt like that Christmas excitement.
Yeah.
Like you need to have a kid to sort of feel that, or you just,
One of the greatest things about kids. It like makes things that have become mundane magic again when you see them through their eyes. Like Christmas suddenly matters to you again. Like there were years when I was like, yeah, Christmas.
Oh,
to see family.
I was over it completely.
And now it's like, oh my God, I cannot wait to stoke that kid out.
So yeah, we walked her to school. The school was buzzing. We saw all the neighbors. Everybody was, you know, you know, it's just one
of those
things.
Are there kids from your neighborhood that are in her class? Like, are there any the same age?
No, but there's kids. We know all the kids.
Right.
From different sports and different areas of town, so it was really cool. It's a neat little town, and it's a neat school, and we're friends with the principal.
Oh,
I mean, like friends. We actually hang. It's
like, you got an in if your girl gets into trouble,
right? You never thought that was going to happen, Vinny? Huh? Where you're hanging
friends
out
with the principal. I hate principals.
Yeah.
They hate me too. Yeah,
more likely is that she can manage that kid if she needs it.
Right.
We don't have to. She doesn't need approval.
What's
She's
your teacher's
got it.
Name?
I don't want to say. I'm not gonna go there. But it was really, really. So then we got her into class, and I'm sitting there looking through the window.
Oh Jesus, you were?
Yeah.
Did you climb into the bushes to like stare in the window?
No, but I look in and she's already got her hand up. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, kid.
She's that kid.
She's that
good.
Kid. She's already.
That's a great kid.
AKA Vinny.
Right.
God, I couldn't believe it. I was just like, you got to be kidding. But then I've sort of got my hand on the stroller because I'm the one with the stroller as I come around this other side and I'm just sort of peeking in again. And then I guess my hand left the stroller for a second, and the missus walks up and takes the bit, starts to take the bit. I'm like,
hey,
you're scaring the hell out of, what are you doing? She goes, I already got 10 pictures from in there. Come on. And I'm like, oh, okay. So
you can look at the pictures later if you need to relive this.
She'd already gone in there and done that. So it was neat. It was really cool. And I know that's.
Did they do just a half day at kindergarten?
Like, no, it's full day.
Full?
Yeah.
What's a full day? Two o'clock?
Something.
Uh-huh. Funny. 2:15.
I can't remember. I think our kids said half day kindergarten.
I don't know.
I think all I know is full days.
Huh?
We did full days.
You did?
Yeah, to like 2, I think it was like 2:35 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I can't really remember. It was a long time ago now.
Yeah.
12 years since the last one was. Actually, so my kid started college yesterday, my second kid. College of Marin, big ups, everybody.
Hey.
So he went.
Yeah, he went to college.
So he has Monday classes.
He has two classes on Mondays. Well, he's got a full, not like a, you know, it's not like a high school schedule where he's there for 6-7 hours, whatever, but he's got classes every day.
7 days a week?
No. Weekdays.
5 days a week.
Yeah. Or maybe not on Fridays. I think he arranged it so he has a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, I used to do, I think I did like Tuesday, Thursdays, or I would do the Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes, but I never let him be all 5 days.
Yeah, I think he's got 4 days. But he's, you know, I'm excited for him, you know. He got all dressed up for his first, or dressed up for him, you know, put a button down on. I'm like, oh, well, look at you.
I put a button down on for the first day, too.
Yeah.
My daughter goes, why do you look handsome?
Oh. For you, honey.
I go, I'm going to your school, that's why.
Yeah.
You little twerp. What do you mean, why do I look handsome? I mean, we live here. Normally, I don't. I get it. But that's because we live here.
Yeah. Hey, I'm reminded that yesterday, Alan from Bananas at Large wrote to us.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're doing... Is it this Saturday? It's this Saturday.
It's this Saturday, yeah. Do you have the news release?
I don't have it. It's they're doing
they
a...
Two?
They
It's a grand opening.
A grand opening, although they've been open in this new location for a while. It's some kind of Better Late Than Never.
It's Bananas at Large, Better Late Than Never grand opening.
But they've been great to us, and I'm actually working with Alan a lot right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a home studio. What?
And so I thought we should mention that. Yeah. I have a big thing planned for my brother on Saturday, so I'm not going to be able to go to that.
Yeah, I wrote him back. I couldn't make it. Grand opening event on August 24th. From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah, so if you're...
And that's at this location.
It's in Centerfell.
Yes.
And it's a bunch of giveaways and, you know, drawings throughout the day and stuff. So if you're, you know, a musician or into music or maybe, you know, Alan from Bananas,
make sure you swing by. We'll be giving away a Fender Deluxe Roadhouse Strat.
All right.
Yamaha guitars. Ukes? U-K-E-S? What's that?
Ukulele.
Oh, okay. Headphones.
That's bigger than you think. It's so weird.
Headphones and more. The
uke. 100 people meet down at the beach.
Oh, that's fine.
And do ukulele classes all the time.
Ukulele is actually, it's a simple instrument, but I mean, to start with, like any instrument, you can learn how to do a couple things on it. But man, you can play anything on a ukulele. They have kind of that unique ukulele sound.
It's a weird
sound.
Thing, but you know, people are looking for something fun to do.
Sure.
Yeah. Gather down there and play.
He says,
sing some songs.
Yeah, he says, besides thousands in giveaway prizes and a super sale, Narada Michael Walden and his band will be performing. They'll have a ukulele jam.
All right.
Vendor showcases and demos, kids music group classes, face painting, kids karate demos.
Oh my God.
By Marin Nojo. Dojo. Dance showcase demos by Arthur Murray, food trucks, even a couple of cool cars and giveaways from Mercedes-Benz and Marin.
Oh, my God. This is like a total...
It's a blowout event, huh?
Yeah.
It
seems like you put this together fast.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, anyway.
So it's in, super it's bummed that I... He tells us yesterday. Store and parking lot. I know. I have an appointment on Saturday. Mm. Can't go.
I can't wait to tell you what we do this weekend. I'm hoping it's going
to
be as fun as... I've always wanted to do it. This thing we're going to do on Saturday. Always wanted to.
Skydive.
No, no, no. Nothing.
Mushrooms.
No, no, not mushrooms.
LSD?
Ecstasy.
No, no drugs.
No drugs?
It's a drug-free
what the
day.
Hell?
No, it's just, it's an adventure. It's something I've always wanted to do.
Is it a balloon?
I see it happening all the time in San Francisco, and I'm like, I want to do that someday.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
It is. You said it.
Mm-mm.
Didn't you?
Don't say it. Don't
no,
say it.
No, but
he won't be able to figure it out. So, but here's another thing. Oh, maybe I shouldn't. I won't say it because I'll tell you the whole story next week.
Is it this?
What is that? That looks like an exclamation point.
No. There's your little head.
No, it's not that.
What is? Oh, no. It's not a balloon ride. No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Well, she said San Francisco. So.
Yeah, it's right here in the city. I don't think that they... Maybe they do take those off. Maybe they... Those
it's Rocket Boat. Is it Rocket Boat?
You don't guess. All don't right. guess anymore. It's not the Rocket Boat.
Well, I'm trying to get $5. Wait.
I'm mouthing it. Don't. Yeah. Just don't.
I missed
Let's
it.
Let's not. I'll tell you all about it on Monday. But I'm super bummed to miss Alan's thing. But yeah. I don't know. He tells me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm booked on Saturday. Bummer. But anyway, it does seem like it's going to be a pretty fun time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Anything yesterday?
Who? Me?
You.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't have a first day of school like Vinny did, but we had our little first day of school. So I think I told you guys this. I recently figured out that you can microwave bacon. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell me that? I thought someone on this show told me.
Well, I don't know how you didn't know that.
Well,
I mean, you could do it, but I'd rather, if anything, put it in the oven.
No, that's too messy.
No, it's
not
so at
much,
all.
So much. Listen, but it takes forever. Like it's 2 minutes to put it in.
2 minutes.
It's 2 minutes in the microwave. So now I make myself up. So yesterday I'm like, I'm gonna make eggs and bacon, and I go home and I start to put the bacon in. And
that's her march.
That's me. I am marching home and I make eggs and bacon, and. So I start the bacon in the microwave and I turn the pan on and I go to get the eggs. No eggs!
Oh,
I'm like, oh my God.
Hey, when that happens.
So
I thought your whole thing was making the eggs in the bacon grease, though.
No, I don't want to do that anymore. It's super not healthy, Vinny.
Oh.
And plus, putting what a mess it is to cook bacon. You know what I mean?
I thought your whole thing, though, was just beating all of the things that can hurt you. Just like staring them in the face and beating them. Like not
heavy.
Caring, not giving an...
I do actually like that, a basted egg where you put the grease over the top. I do like that.
Right.
But A, it's a huge mess. And B, it's really not healthy for you, you know? And John and
well,
I are
neither
trying
is nine Advils in the course of 6 hours while you're drinking.
No, that's actually really healthy. It staves off the headache that you might have gotten.
No.
And it's good for you. Keeps everything, keeps your blood thin. It's nice.
That's what you want.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want thin blood. So I made BLTs instead. Our, you know... Last year, I had such a good year, the first year of my greenhouse, you know, we grew all these tomatoes, mm-hmm. but the tomatoes all sucked. Like, they were all mealy inside. Like, I was very disappointed with, but we had 1,000 of them. And this year, we've gotten, like, 4 tomatoes, and every one of them has been delicious.
Oh, good.
But we've gotten only 4. Mm-hmm. And we have white flies or something in there. Like, I know, like, these tiny, they look like minuscule little white moths, and you can't even see them. But the whole plant looks kind of wilted, and when you go to pull something off of it, all these little white, like, they get all over you. I'm like, oh my God, this
gross,
is horrible.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. It does suck. So I've been spraying with, like, you know, you want to use all the stuff that's not going to kill you when you eat
some organic pesticide stuff.
Right, these, like, oils and things that are supposed, and nothing works, and it's just the freaking whole thing is, so it's such a bummer. I don't even want to go in there. It's disgusting. But I knew there was a tomato in there, so I went out there, and I pulled the tomato off, and I washed it and sliced it, and it was a delicious tomato.
Okay.
So I made BLTs instead because I didn't have any eggs.
Uh-huh.
Good BLT is pretty darn
good. No, it was good. And we had an avocado, so
all
I made
right.
a blat.
Now that's what makes it.
Got to make a good. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited about the whole. But now I'm like just always have bacon in there for me. I can make bacon without any cleanup.
Totally.
So good.
Oh, that's
know.
The orders. That's the order to John.
Yeah, it was
always have bacon
mark.
There.
And I was like, "Where's the eggs, man? Why didn't you buy eggs?"
And what'd he say?
No, he didn't say. He just said, "I'm going shopping today."
Oh.
Like, all right, thanks. You're the best.
Except you don't have eggs.
Well, we'll have eggs.
See, what you really need are chickens, so the eggs are just there in the backyard.
You know what I really don't need is chickens. My girlfriend has chickens. Mm-hmm. And
they're a lot of work.
It's not even the work part, because she doesn't mind that. Like, they basically have a farm. Like, they keep bees, and they have a whole pond and these chickens. It's that I like to sleep late in the morning on the days I don't have to get up, and those chickens... minute the sun begins to light the sky, those chickens are on fire. They want to be fed. They're so loud. And they're right near her bed, like right outside her. I'm like, just move the coop. Move it to behind your shed or something. Like, get it out. Oh, my God. Freaking things are so loud. They just never shut up.
Well, it must be worth it to her.
Or she didn't realize it was going to be, you know, they've only had them for a couple of years. But it is nice because she brings me
these. If something is keeping you up or waking you up, it doesn't last years.
Yeah.
It doesn't last weeks.
Well, she is she's an early riser, but it would be way too early for me.
Yeah, that's one of those things you handle, like a couple mornings of that, you go, okay.
Time to get rid of the chickens. Time to get the chickens' throat boxes removed.
Yeah.
Oh,
or
whatever they got, those bark boxes.
Okay. Jeez. Yuck.
Yeah. Or just get rid of them, right? You know, here, somebody, I'll put it out front. Put it out front with a free sign on it. A whole coop and a bunch of chickens free. Take it, please.
Yeah.
My brother and his family enjoy the chickens that they have so much.
Are they right outside the window? Or do they set them back away from the house?
You know, the backyard is not huge, but it's right there. When I sleep there. I hear them, and they don't bother me any, because you know what? I'm already awake.
I know. You're already awake. For me, I'd be like, oh, my God, I still have 6 hours to sleep.
Yeah.
I cannot be awoken by these freaking chickens. The freaking chickens. Oh,
six
my God.
6 more hours.
Well, listen, I want to make it so this Saturday, I got to get up pretty early, like maybe 9.
Because of the thing?
Early. Yeah, because of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how exciting for you and your brother.
Yes.
Does anyone else going, or just you two?
The four of us.
Oh.
My brother and sister-in-law and my husband.
Oh.
And I, we're all going.
Double date.
You know. I'm really excited about it. I hope it's as fun as I think it's going to be.
It does.
Sure,
it
looks
be.
Really fun.
Well, it's supposed to be beautiful out.
Oh, on Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I'll tell you off the air.
It was raining at my house over the weekend.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We got multiple, like...
Like big droplets, not just that misty fog rain.
Full wet floors. Hmm. Like wet rain. I wouldn't call it pouring. I wouldn't,
right.
But it was wet. I mean,
yeah.
It was...
That heavy,
I was going to take my daughter surfing, and I didn't.
Oh,
that's
no!
Right.
It was windy and wet.
Oh.
We went to the boardwalk, and that was... It was fine. And we did that.
Did it clear up later in the days?
Yeah. No, not clear up. Gray the whole day.
Oh, bummer.
Like trippy.
Yeah.
I know. It goes from being like just sweltering hot last week to, you know, damp.
Yeah.
And then this week also is supposed to, it's supposed to start heating up.
Yeah.
I think, isn't today supposed to be pretty hot?
Today's supposed to be hot. I think Thursday maybe the hottest day.
Oh. Nothing like it was, though.
Let's hope not, because that, you know, 110 in Concord, that's not livable.
No, I don't think that's going to be that bad.
Let's
it doesn't
hope
look like
not.
It.
I mean, we usually do get a hot snap around this time each year, but it's, you know.
You know, those TV weather people, I never get to watch sort of news shows, and they've got it down. They go, well, here's your, you know, weather for today, and join me next time around. I'll tell you what your forecast is, and you're like, drats! Oh, I gotta wait.
Can't
for
you just
that.
Tell me now?
Tease.
And then you end up not seeing it.
Right.
Dang it! What's that guy's name? Bill.
Bill Martin. Yeah.
Dang it, Bill.
What's
not gonna make your next show?
Mm-hmm. There's some hot girl that we like on the we watch
Rosemary
the Fox.
Rosemary Orozco.
Oh yeah,
Rosemary.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I love her.
But
she
Sarah
just love
also
her?
Does it too.
Do what?
The other Sarah.
Oh yeah, that Sarah chick. Yeah, they had this girl on Fox News now that like she's heavily like she's their next darling.
She's their favorite.
Sarah
right
something
now.
Or other. She's yeah, she covers
Zendaya,
everything.
Zendaya.
Oh, is she the one that they've been promoting with? Garcia Miguel.
I don't
see the promos.
So.
But she's on that show. She's on the
morning show.
Yeah, that morning
show.
Yeah,
there was. I follow Garcia.
Yeah.
Miguel.
Right. And on Instagram, I mean, and I don't follow her around. I just finished
wow,
that sentence.
That's weird.
Garcia Micaelia.
That's a weird sentence to cut off on. I follow.
Nah, you know what? People understand because everybody follows everybody now. You
all
know?
Right, well.
Doesn't sound quite as stalkerish as it might have.
Right.
Anyway, she was promoting some other girl saying, she's moving to the mornings and and like giving her tips on how to handle it.
This girl's been on for a little while, so I don't know.
Yeah, and they have her everywhere. She's even doing weekends. There's Christina Rendon.
She's
who you're talking about, Christina Rendon.
Oh, I am?
Who went sort of from the evenings to the mornings now. She's pretty stable in the mornings.
Oh, okay.
I see her post. They're both wearing like blue, maybe a purple dress.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if you can see that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Because we watch the weather.
Because the weather, yeah.
I just love all the technology they have now, like how they spin the map around and everything's 3D. And
yeah, it's cool.
It's really neat.
How about you do all the weather
every
each time?
Well, then they wouldn't have anything left over for 6 minutes later.
Well, can't they just do it
again?
Because joined them? I mean, I really, you know, I feel like I've only got a couple minutes. I'd like a full weather report,
by the
please.
Way, we go from almost it, like, jumping out too early to jumping out too late. But before we get into a song, 49ers won.
Woo!
Yeah.
Jimmy G didn't look too hot, though.
No, he didn't. But so what? He's just, you know.
Needs to get his rhythm back.
It's a rope-a-dope.
All right, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.